And I couldn't break through. There's no talking to you. It's a sound that you need. It's a sound that you need.
The bliss of the abyss.
Once upon a time in a land far away, a poor farmer and his wife lived all alone. They were very lost.
The Bliss of the Abyss.
With Robert Newmark Jones.
Welcome to another episode of The Bliss of the Abyss. Oh my God, it's you. How are you? How are you? How am I? How are we?
How are you? All right. Hello. Yo. What's going on? I will come back as an ant. I will. I'll do it. Challenge me. See if I can't. Go on. What are you going to come back as? A donkey? Hmm? A spiral, a piece of fruit, some ice cream. No. I will come back as an ant. I'm not going to be the queen. Although I wish I was. I will come back as an ant. Do you believe in God?
What? Hi.
Do you believe in life after love? Cat. Ah, yes, of course, the magician. Do you believe?
No matter how hard I try.
And I couldn't break through. There's no talking to you. It's a sound that you need. It's a sound that you need.
I know that's copyright, so I won't be collecting any advertising dollars for this episode. I do it for you. I do it for me. I do it for us. For we are we. I have an article that I would like to read, but unfortunately I never learned how to read. So that won't be happening. How's it going? Sorry about the dodgy audio quality last week. Unacceptable from a content provider. Really a shame. Bad. Ow. Come on, mate. It's not about hitting people, is it? Hey?
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Yes, I broke the device and also tried to record a phone call using the wrong technology. And so it was bad. I hope you don't mind. And if you do mind,
fuck you.
It's all right. It's all right, isn't it? It's all right to like not put something out that's the greatest thing ever, every single time. Happy birthday, you know? Just say to yourself, happy birthday instead. Now, I have a question for you. For you, that's right,
you.
Welcome to I Have a Question for You. Now, usually I do the music in post, but why not just do it now? Oh, because, okay. Oh, we're having a phone call. Hello.
Hi, can you let me in?
Yes, I can, although I am also recording a podcast, but I can do both.
Okay.
Hold on. Is it still recording? Yes. Ooh, 10 minutes.
Imagine if it was that easy to just generate
10 minutes of content, and it isn't. The best thing about making a podcast is having to edit. The worst thing about making a podcast is the millions of pounds. The most popular podcast on the internet, the Joe Rogan Experience, is moving exclusively to Spotify. And to him, I say, fuck you for doing that. I don't mind that it would be hosted on Spotify. I wouldn't mind that. Why not? It's a platform. I use Spotify to host this podcast, The Bliss of the Abyss, which is arguably as popular as the Joe Rogan Experience. However, I am not exclusively on there. Yes, Spotify is free with ads. So, now, you'll get some shitty ads just spliced into the middle of your podcast. And I guess you can fast forward them. But are we really saying that he did it for anything other than the money? Which he has a shitload of? Give me another reason. Because he was on all the platforms, right? And now he's going to be on one platform because they paid him money. Shitty. It's like when Russell Brand went to Luminary. Fuck off. No, I'm not paying $3.99 a month for your podcast. Listen, the podcasts are meant to be free. This is meant to be free. That is one of the fucking bedrock things about this. It's free. It costs me money to do this. It costs me time. It's meant to be free, dude. It's meant to be rebel radio, yeah? So fine, go and sign your $100 million deal with Spotify. But tell me honestly, why did you do it? Money. Okay. That's a bad motivation for an artist, isn't it? Money. Think about your favourite artists ever. Listener. Think about your favourite artists ever. Who are they? Mine, Bob Dylan, Nirvana. That's it. No, I'm only joking. Robert Johnson. Aretha Franklin. Blink 182, Imagine. They're just in that list as well. Absolutely none of them did it for the money. Apart from Blink 182. Only joking. Jimi Hendrix. I don't know. Okay, what? I'm just going to list musicians? No. It's a disappointing thing to do. But There we go. I mean, I've done things for the money. You've done things for the money. We all have. That's part of what compromise is, right? That's part of what being an adult is. Like, yes, when you're a child, you don't do things for the money. But sometimes as an adult, you have to. Usually because of some delayed gratification further down the line. You just make a Faustian bargain, don't you? Except you're not selling your soul. But I've never understood it when supremely wealthy people do that. Like George Clooney being like, I'm going to do the Nespresso ads. What? Now, I've done ads. Like, I used to book them fairly regularly until I broke my hand, and now it looks deformed, so no one wants to see me do ads anymore. But if I was a multimillionaire, would I do an ad for Nespresso? Yes. No. What is the meaning of such a thing? That's absolutely batshit backwards. Fuck. My fucking thumb is infected. But you know what? Since there's COVID, now we just don't go to the doctor or the dentist anymore. That's done. I'll come back as an aunt. Caitlin's 30th birthday was great. I don't know if she's going to be on the podcast to talk about it. Hopefully, because she is great and better than me. Universal credit, really. Really, you're going to send me a message? What, telling me what, that I can't have any money? Because that's what they say. This is when I was earning less than zero money. I was earning a negative amount of money, and they were still like, you can't have any money, despite filling in a million forms. So I just became salty to them. So my question is this. If an online entity requires you to do work to confirm something that you already know to be true, that doesn't benefit you in any way, should you do it or just not do it? Like, it's like inbox zero people, right? Inbox zero! For those who don't know, that's people who believe in keeping their inbox always at zero. So anytime something comes in, they deal with it and it's gone. And they're always at zero. Good for them. Fuck off as well, though. So, both of those things are true. Probably the second one more than the first, if I had to guess. And I do have to guess. I'll come back as an aunt. Cisco wished Caitlin a happy birthday. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine such a thing to be true as Cisco wishing Caitlin a happy birthday? And that's because I'm good friends with him. There's music in the background, isn't there? Cisco. Hold on.
Yeah. What's up, Caitlin? This is Cisco. And I hope I didn't scare you with that. I usually don't even sing on here, but Robert asked me to use that Cisco magic and see if he can get you to wear a thong for your birthday. Now that I realize what he said, I feel cheap and dirty. Anyway, happy birthday anyway. I know it's next month that your birthday is coming.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna get this. It might be actually the month of your birthday, but if not, you know, Robert thought enough to send you this, so maybe you could think enough to, you know what, not gonna double down on that. Anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you, Cisco. I appreciate you not doubling down on that. Probably in my top three interactions with Cisco. I don't know. Lot to choose from. That's that. That one is in the top three. Let's just put it that way. Why? What are the other two in the top three? Is that the right question? Jesus, my mind is going absolutely fucking mad. I am recording on a new piece of equipment. It is essentially the same thing that I had before, only a new one and a slightly... It's not an upgraded model, is it? It's a current model instead of an X model. You know, when they're like, this product is no longer supported. Well, this product is the H4N Pro by Zoom. It still has the weird old USB on the side. I believe they call it the micro USB. It may be the mini USB. I'm unclear. It doesn't matter. For a product that is currently on the market, I find that strange to be using such an old piece of technology. Have you ever heard of USB-C, e.g.? Now, in Abyss News, welcome to Abyss News on the Bliss of the Abyss. Hey, enjoying the bliss? Well, sometimes it's time for some Abyss. I live in a loud household and I am very loud, but I will come back as an ant. Now, in Big Bay Theory News, The Big Bay Theory. Yeah. All on the mic. I just put 14 bay leaves in a cup of hot water and drank it instead. Okay? You don't need to add it to food. Guess what? It didn't taste of anything. Fuck you, bay. That's why there's no Big Bay, okay? Because you offer a slim amount of flavour. It's maybe just because it's fun putting a leaf into your meal. Why not put a leaf into your meal? It's fun. Is that why? What am I going to do? Should I get fucking, 200 bay leaves and put them in some, steep it in some water? Is that what I need to do? Or should I abandon the whole stupid project and find another way to spend my time? I don't know. What does it matter, really? I mean, you tell me. I'll come back as an ant, so you tell me. The comments are the best part of an article, aren't they? I mean, the internet is the funniest comedian ever. I mean, also the worst person ever, of course. Like, if you, e.g., I like to check out at least four places for my news. The BBC, The Guardian, The Daily Dot, and Breitbart. And The Daily Dot is super left, and Breitbart is super right, and the other two basically lean left, except the BBC maybe started to lean a bit more right recently, for sure. Don't want to get political. That's not the point. I do that because it's entertaining is part of it. They are entirely different bubbles of information. You won't find half of the news on one that you find on the other. Let's go. Let's see what the Daily Dot has today. Unfortunately, it's become basically a repetition of what's trending on TikTok lately. But it is sometimes a useful and interesting and very lefty news source, which is cool. I mean, I'm left. I'm getting political today. Okay. Is racism getting more popular on TikTok? Is one of the top articles. I'm not going to click that. Jason Derulo's take on the wipe it down TikTok challenge is distracting. Not going to click that. Trump just won't let go of the Scarborough murder conspiracy. Not going to click that. Trump's 2014 tweet about Obama golfing during Ebola outbreak is back to haunt him. I think you can see the kind of shit that they've got going on. Sometimes there's some interesting stuff on there. A lot of the time, I just don't click it because because it's so biased. Khloe Kardashian accused of stealing BFF Malika's face. That's not something you can do. Metalhead YouTuber arrested after criticizing the mourning of executed pro-Nazi militants. While wielding an axe, the YouTuber criticizes the Catholic Church for the annual mass. I mean, I am going to click that. A man in Bosnia was reportedly arrested after criticizing the Catholic Church in a video posted to YouTube.
Really?
But that would be bad. Harris Pendick, a self-described metalhead and anti-fascist activist, decried a recent Catholic mass while wielding an axe in a video for his channel, The Unstoppable Grindmaster. I wish my channel was called The Unstoppable Grindmaster. Hi, you're listening to The Unstoppable Grindmaster. I fucked your mom, I fucked your dad. The Quim Smashers. Shout out to the Quim Smashers. I will tell that story on this podcast at some point. It's okay. It's okay because I'll come back as an aunt. Harris Pendick. His video. Of course. Remember what his channel's called? The Unstoppable Grindmaster. The annual mass, which has been held in May for more than 30 years, is used to celebrate pro-Nazi militants who were executed by Yugoslavia's communist government following World War II. The event is sponsored by the Croatian Parliament. What? It is? Jesus Christ. Well, they're doing this. They've been doing this for 30 years. The mass appears to be increasingly popular as only 20 people attended. Increasingly unpopular. As the event took place, thousands of anti-fascist and Jewish protesters took to the streets in opposition. Did they indeed? How do you know they were all Jewish? Yeah. So Daily Dot. Super trendy, are you? Anti-Semitism. Just low-level ticking the whole time. Pendick argued in his video, according to Loudwire, that the church should have been hit with a grenade and burned to the ground. He was arrested not long after. Don't make videos on the internet where you say things should be burnt to the ground. Even if they're racists and anti-Semites, don't do that. That's not good. Don't counter hate with hate. That's not the right way. Stupid. Anyway, that's what the silly left have. Then we have The Guardian and BBC in the middle. Left, right. Sometimes a bit more one than the other. But pretty reputable news. Pretty trustworthy. Occasionally clickbaity. There we go. That's the world we live in. And then we have Breitbart, who on the front page have a massive picture of Chairman Mao. EU, end of American-led world and rise of China happening before our eyes. If I click that, that quote will not be by the EU. As if that's someone who can talk. The EU says... What? Pelosi rebrands Cheat by Mail. We're now calling it voting at home. Tony Blair disses Trump's virus response. Calls for global government. Does he? Does he, though? Does he? No. Obviously. Now, the best part about the right-wing ones is not as much fun on the left, is the comments. That one has 818 comments. Biden, no evidence of fraud in Cheat by Mail, has 11,891 comments. Imagine that. Let's look at some of them. I can't believe how idiotic they will be. This might be better. Thousands of musicians to participate in Tapas Across America. 386 comments. What is it? Thousands of trumpet and bugle players and other musicians across the nation are invited to play tapas at 3 p.m. from wherever they are on Memorial Day to honor Americans' fallen hero. Oh, not tapas. Taps.
Tapas.
I love taps. It's beautiful, right? It's the... No. I'm thinking of... Is it the last post? What's taps? Yeah, that's wicked as well. It's similar. So, yeah, loads of people are going to be doing that to celebrate Memorial Day in America. Is that right? Yeah. So why are there 386 comments? Every day is Memorial Day for me. It says John Maganum. And you can guess how MAGA is spelled. And he signs off, God blessed America. Oh, my friend has just messaged me to say his wife is pregnant. Wait, they're not married. Still though, may as well, right? May as well have a kid. That's what life is. Herb Daniels. Fallen brothers are meaningless when coward couch potatoes accept distancing social engineering, the biggest change to a formerly free society since 1776. I would say maybe the biggest change was to the life of the Native Americans who were living in that country. I don't think any of us accept this distancing way of not touching any other human being are free. We are slaves to bad fake news and bad doctor's advice. I mean, obviously, all of the punctuation's wrong, obviously. We should never be robbing freedom in the first place. Human beings need casual contact with other human beings for survival. Casual contact in society is the key to resisting all disease. Life revolves around laws of COVID, weakens humans and makes us all into little nerdy allergy victims. Distancing is against Mother Nature and weakens human genetics. You know, I don't even have anything to say about it. Oh God, though. The worst one. I'm going to cut all of this out. I'm just talking to myself, why not? The absolute worst ones are anything to do with anyone who is a person of colour. Is the correct term in the States. So there's an article about Kaepernick. For those of you who don't know, he's the person who kneeled during the anthem to protest police brutality. And the end of these comments, they're so racist. Fucking racism. I'm going to cut all of that out. This is the bliss of the abyss, not the fucking abyss of the abyss. However, I would recommend that everybody looks at this Humans of New York piece, which is so stunningly beautiful. A testament to the human spirit. It will cut you up inside if you want that. I do, for some reason. I love that. I love being cut up inside. Figuratively. Mum died on the first day of school. Actually, this is going to make me cry, and I'm not going to do it. And also, how long have I been recording? I've got to fucking edit this. 53 minutes. What an idiot. Right. Did I even do any of the things that I planned to do? Probably not. What did I even do? Just read stuff from news sites? Mate, that's so boring. Fuck hell. I mean, listen back to it, and if it is boring, cut it. You are fucking kidding me. Let's end then. Let's end the show. Jesus Christ, mate. How are you going to keep doing this? Because you have to. That's why. That's why. It's a beautiful day outside. It's absolutely lovely. And I am talking to myself in the mirror through a microphone to two other people who are still listening to this absolute bollocks. And so what? Really? What do you think? Is lockdown done now? No one's wearing masks anymore, aren't there? They aren't. I've still got one. Well, apparently, they're only like usable once. God, fuck off. I'm so tired and bored. This is going to be the worst episode ever. Oh, no, wait. The last episode was the worst episode ever. Oh, no, wait. They're all the worst. The bliss of the abyss. Oh, I miss my friends. I miss doing Not Fit for Human Consumption, which is a podcast that me, Peter, and Tom started recording. And we've got like 8 episodes of it. And then COVID happened. And so none of it's been released. And they all require a lot of editing. Why have I got slow and bored? I think I'm done. That's why. Jesus Christ. I'm talking for an hour and I'm going to have to cut it all down. Let's sign off. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh God, I hate myself today. Wow. Cold lasagna, hate myself, 1999. That's my recommendation for this week, is James Acaster. Also, that Vice article. Also, Cisco. Also, I'll come back as an ant. Also, what is with people who leave WhatsApp groups when the group has finished its purpose and no one's posting anymore? And so the only notifications you get are that someone just left. Why? Hey, why? Just so that everyone knows you're rude? I've got too many groups. We all do. I'm going to sign off now. This has been the first episode of The Bliss of the Abyss. This has been the first episode of The Bliss on the Abyss. This has been the first episode of The Bliss of the Abyss recorded on my new thing. So I hope it sounds good. I'm really sorry again that last week had all those audio problems. Luckily, the government gave me a grant because I'm self-employed. And so I bought this. Because I'm trying to launch a voiceover career, because the real world doesn't exist anymore. Shout out to Mary Jane Wells. Thank you for all of your help with that. Listen, guys, I am going to give a long, long sign off now. I feel like every time I sign off this podcast, there should be one of those wrap it up lights that they use at the Oscars, because I just chat fucking bollocks, don't I? I love you all very much, and I do. And I love the people who have never listened to this show and will never listen to this show as well. It's important to just love everyone. Love your enemies, love your friends, love your neighbours, love your mother, love your father, love your children, love God, love Buddha, love that. It's all about it. That's kind of the only thing that matters. I promise you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show. That was The Bliss of the Abyss. All music provided by the incredibly talented Nils Hennis-Steer. If you have anything you'd like to say, positive or negative, send it to theblissoftheabyss@gmail.com and I'll see you soon.
Talk to you tomorrow and have a good night. Talk to you then. Bye.